Hello and welcome to another Mumbrella podcast. I'm here at the sidelines of the ANA Advertising Financial Management Conference in Boca Raton, and I'm here with Michael Farmer, who is an author and management consultant in the advertising industry. He wrote a book called Madison Avenue Manslaughter, which deals with some of the problems in the agency model. Michael, thank you very much for making the time to chat.
Thank you very much, Nick. I'm glad to be here.
Can you, for the Australian audience who might not be familiar with your book, can you tell us a little bit about it and what its main arguments are?
Sure. I started consulting to the ad agency world about 25 years ago after having a career with Bain & Company as a strategy consultant. And I was asked by an agency if I could help them figure out why they weren't making any money anymore. So I went in thinking it would be like sort of an ad agency was a factory for making ads, and I'd study the factory and figure it out.
How many widgets?
How many widgets? But you actually do need to know how many widgets they do. And so when I went in to visit the agency in the UK, they said that they didn't have any information on the ads they make. I mean, they do the ads and then they move on to the next crisis. So I had to, in order to understand the business myself, I felt that I needed to understand their workloads, the amount they were paid, and the number of people it took to make it. So we built a little computer model to figure that out. They had 52 creatives. We were trying to figure out, on the basis of the work they did, why do they need 52 creatives? So what is it in the nature of the work? So we actually did figure that out, and the answer was they didn't make any money because they were so over-allocating people to creative work. They were giving them two teams, three teams, four teams, doing five rounds of rework, and that took a lot of resources. So I thought, this is an interesting consulting business to help agencies figure out, because they don't have workload data, how they need to structure themselves to make money in a world in which they're paid by fees. And I've been doing that over the last 25 years. I finally wrote the book because I felt that I was seeing important things that agencies didn't understand about their own operations. For example, their workloads have been growing steadily, particularly with digital and digital media and social media, growing steadily at about 3% per year. Their fees have been declining under the assault of procurement by 3% per year. And over the 25 years that I've been in business, this means that there has been a two-thirds reduction in the price for the typical ad that's made by the agency. So if they were getting $400,000 per standard ad 25 years ago, they're getting $150,000 today. And at the same time, they're being squeezed by their holding company owners to make more money. So they respond to this by downsizing. So I thought, here's a book that needs to be written about growing workloads, declining fees, squeezing holding companies, and agency management that aren't doing anything about this because they don't really know that that's the issue they face.
And I mean, it's called Madison Avenue Manslaughter, and it sounds very much like, you know, these are agencies shepherding themselves to a corporate death in a certain way. I mean, how do we get into the situation, and how do we fix it?
Well, that's very accurate. That's a very accurate depiction, Nick, about what's going on. They are destroying their capabilities because if they downsize to do more complicated work, they're going to do worse work for the. And so part of the problem is they're overly willing to do whatever the client asks them to do, because that's what they used to do in the good old commission days when they were making, you know, three times as much money. So what I'm suggesting in the book, that agency chief executives need to understand that they are in a business where the agency needs to get control over the workload, use the workloads to negotiate their fees, and hold the internal agency people accountable for the balance among workload, fees, and resource, which is not the case today. Agencies are still run pretty much in a very loose fashion. like they were during the commission era, because then they made so much money they didn't need to run themselves. Now they're running something like a restaurant that need where every portion needs to be very carefully controlled, and they can't afford to throw anything away or they lose money.
And where do the holding groups come into this? Because you mentioned the fact that they're being squeezed, and obviously that's a big pressure. On the other side, you've got procurement.
The holding, yeah, two,
it feels very difficult.
The holding companies bought agencies when they knew that agencies were fat with resources and could be squeezed to generate higher margins. Example, WPP bought J. Walter Thompson in 1986. In the heart of the commission era, JWT only made a 4% margin. Today, they make a 15 to 20% margin on prices that are down two-thirds from what they were then. So that's how much fat they had in resources. So the holding companies bought these fat agencies and figured, we'll squeeze them for better budget discipline. They'll make more money. Our share price will go up. We'll get rich. And they have done that consistently for, you know, a couple decades. The problem is, agencies are now not being paid enough to do the work they're doing. And the holding companies are still squeezing them to have the growing margins. So the holding companies are sort of throwing their weight against the agencies to get the agencies to downsize. And therefore, they are also contributing to the decline in capabilities of the agencies.
Is that sustainable?
No. It's going to end in tears, because it's like watching a train wreck. I wrote the book because I said, this is going to be a train wreck. Fees are coming down. Procurement is getting stronger. Procurement cuts the fees every year. The agency takes it. The agencies don't have any way to control the work. The client loads on more and more work because of digital and social experimentation. The agency says yes. They downsize to make their numbers for the holding company every year. So they're doing more work with junior people. They're doing a poor job. They're getting fired every 2 years. And the CEO spends all of his or her time developing new clients to fill the void caused by those who fired him. It's a disaster.
I don't want to give away the end of your book, but can you give us some sense of what the solution to that is? Because I'm genuinely fascinated.
There's a really simple solution. I say in the book that agencies have to come to grips with the workload issue, the accountability issue, and the way they position their services. Let's just talk about the workload. All they need to do is start documenting the work they do, measuring it, and using it in fee negotiations, something they don't do today. That will help to put a floor under prices. That will help them negotiate on a fairer basis with procurement.
The demonstrating the value. Yeah. And
the second thing is, in order to pull that off, they have to create a much tighter managed culture. One CEO, Kevin Roberts of Saatchi, described the agency organization as an anthill. Anthills aren't run by anybody. Every ant knows what it needs to do and does it. And that's what's happened in the agency world, to disastrous effect. So now the anthill has to start to be managed by somebody, a CEO in particular, in order to get the client heads, the senior account people, feeling that they can't just give away work to keep the client happy. And then the following thing is a little more fundamental. Agencies today say, we're all about creativity. Their clients are not paying them for that, because creativity in and of itself does not move brands. It doesn't sell product. I think that agencies need to take a lesson from the management consulting firms who say, we sell results, and start to focus more on what an agency needs to do to help the client grow their brands and make more money in the face of very complicated competition.
Excellent.